Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You guys are going to be a little jealous, but I'm just going to sing it.
What?
I can see clearly now that I've hit the bong.
Oh, no.
Were we waiting for you to clear the
bong? I'm like, yo, fuck all those obstacles in my way.
I thought we had a new no bong hits before the podcast rule.
Sometimes I wish Casey would walk in wearing a thong.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Because right. It would be a bright,
bright,
sunshiny day. I love it.
Well, I'm fortunate enough to have seen Casey's butt during the infamous time when you walked around the party.
We don't need to talk about that.
Do we have to cut that?
No, we don't have to cut. It was a long time ago.
Donald Donald was overserved at a Scrubs party, and we've told you about this. He was walking around with his shirt off and showing a picture of Casey's bum and bragging about how well he did with his girlfriend.
There you go.
Casey arrived sober to the event.
Right. Well, she surprised me. She surprised me.
She surprised Donald at the event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was out of town.
Yes. And she thought that the height of her humiliation would be that her fiancé was shirtless at the party and hammered. She had yet to learn that he had been bragging by showing off a picture of her ass.
She married me anyway. Can you believe it?
She married him anyway. Well, you did marry well. She looked so beautiful at that Easter party, which is where I think we should obviously start, because the internets are going to want to know you met your hero. Not only did you meet your hero, you took pictures with Harrison Ford.
I had a feeling this was going to come up today.
Oh, really? You didn't think we would talk about you? First of all, Casey was nervous. Casey was nervous. He's like, oh, no. He's gonna drink too much and do something.
This is what happened. I don't know why you guys waited until, like, you know, 2-3 hours before the party to call me. I mean, to text me and be like, "Yo, Harrison Ford's gonna be at the party. Don't fucking freak out." This is the actual text, and I'm like, "Oh shit!" And I say it to Casey. I go, "Casey, Zach just told me Harrison Ford's going to be at the party and not to freak out." And she goes, "What? Oh, shit." Right?
She started freaking out.
She starts freaking out. I immediately turn around and break down in tears. Like, oh my God. Like,
you start crying.
Dude, because the moment was, it was an overwhelming moment. It was like, all right, I want to be cool about this, but I don't want to be too cool. And, you know, so I get what happens to people when they meet people, you know, for the first time and they break down and shit like that, because it's, especially when it's out of the blue and it's unexpected, because your emotions all of a sudden, like, I've waited for this moment my whole life and what I was going to say, you know, so, at you know, I'm so happy that you texted me that 3 hours before, because if you hadn't and he showed up,
you had time to prepare.
Oh my God.
You would have been like your character when you met Lando Calrissian in the
It would have been worse than Lando Calrissian, dude. It would have been worse. And he's, you know, he's a grown man too. You know what I mean? He's, you know.
He was very sweet. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I knew he was going to be there because Bill is directing a new show with Jason Segel. And Harrison Ford is going to be the co-star, which is very exciting. Most importantly for me, because I get to direct him. I'm going to direct Harrison Ford, Donald.
Whoa.
Yeah, man, come on, dude.
But I've directed some legends, but I mean, Harrison Ford is up there amongst
what,
them.
What are you trying to do right now?
I'm trying to humble brag. Do you mind?
You can totally.
You can come to set and be my my assistant that day.
That's exactly what I want to do, Zach. That's exactly what I want to do. You're absolutely right.
Excuse me, PA Faison. And this oat milk latte is too cold. I'm sorry, Harrison. No,
I would
it was really cool.
And
he couldn't have been sweeter.
It was dope, dude. He took
and
a
he was
family
in your
photo.
Family pictures. In fact, he took so many family. They had a photo booth thing. This was at the Lawrence's. The Lawrence's always have a fancy Easter event. And
we should shout them out, Bill and Krista, for real.
Yeah,
thank
they
you
threw.
For the
they always throw such
thank
a beautiful
you for
party.
The memories. For
I go
real.
For the bunnies because you get a mimosa in one hand and a bunny in the other. And I mean, is there anything better than that? Just a mimosa in one hand and a bunny in the other?
Yeah, picture with Harrison Ford at an Easter party.
A picture with Harrison Ford. So then, but the funny part was that, like, so they had this beautiful photo booth set up with, you know, one of those professional companies that does it. And Harrison Ford agrees to be in Donald's shot with his family.
Well, he wasn't doing anything. He was walking with his hands in his pockets, like, just like, you know, everybody had left him alone at that moment. And I called out. I was like, hey, Harrison. You want to be
buzz?
In our?
Did the buzz? Did you have enough of a buzz to ask, or were you sober?
No, but you know, something took over me. Like the force was strong with me at that moment. You know, like for real. And I was like, "Yo, Harrison, you want to take a picture with me and my family for Easter?" And he was like, "Fuck yeah, of course!" And yeah. He comes over and he takes a picture with us.
Yeah,
dude. Not only does he take a picture with us. He takes several of them.
Several. A lot. To the point where it was over and everyone was like, oh my God, Donald. Everyone knows how much Donald loves Harrison Ford and everyone was in the picture was amazing and it was so great. But then there's like this moment where they're leaving and Donald's like, oh, we should probably get one without Harrison Ford, like for our family. And so Donald says to the photo booth guy, in front of Harrison Ford, he goes, hey, Casey, come down here.
I don't know nothing about raising these fools, so tell me what to do. I don't know nothing about raising these kids, and that's what it is.
We're talking about this weekend.
Oh. I was talking about you and how beautiful you looked in your dress.
Oh,
who made your dress?
You
should give that company a shout out.
Oh, Ula Johnson.
Ula Johnson, ladies.
Yes.
Was it a very pricey dress?
Yeah, but it was for, well, you know, for a special event type
yeah.
thing.
Well, I'm going to give Ula Johnson a shout out because Casey looked very, very pretty.
Thank you.
And we're talking about that funny moment when Donald had to say a sentence I never thought I'd ever hear Donald say, can we take a picture without Harrison Ford?
Oh, my God. Can we just say, was that not the most amazing memory of all time?
Well, it's just so funny. As long as I've known Donald, his favorite star in the world is Harrison Ford. He's never met him.
He's the reason he became an actor.
We've done shows together. I've been in the same room as him. Like we once did a Conan together and he pre-recorded his.
So he wasn't there.
I got there thinking I'm gonna meet Harrison Ford and shit. I'm like, it's tonight and I got my stories prepared. Like it's Conan too. Like, so I'm ready for it. I get there, Harrison Ford's not there. Harrison Ford already pre-recorded.
Did you still talk about him? Did you still talk about him?
No, we didn't talk anything. We didn't say anything. He didn't even.
But when we heard he was going to be at the party, I almost aborted because
Donald said he started crying. Literally,
he had tears, and I was like, "Oh God, I can't. We can't go. I can't let you go down in flames like this."
I was just worried that Donald was going to drink too much and then like get handsy and
get woozy and get crazy. Can I tell you what he said? We're driving. First of all, we get in the car and we're pulling out. And I was like, "Okay. Are we going to talk about it?" He was like, I'm mad cool. Okay. So we get home and he's like drooling over the picture, looking at it. And then he said, "I can't believe you did this shit to me again." And I said, "What?" He said, "You got in the middle, right between the two of us in the picture. It was just like the Obama pic." I was like, "Are you kidding me?" Like he was angry at me.
Look at the Obama pic with me and Obama. Casey's right in the middle of it.
I was like, well,
look
where
at
do
the
you
picture
want
of me and Harrison Ford. Casey's right in the middle of it.
Where
the
do you
funniest
want me
thing
to
is
be?
the one
on
from the
other
photo
side.
Booth. The one from the photo booth that you posted. He looks like a cutout, and
he
a
does.
Lot of people, because they know how much you love him, thought like, "Oh, it was photoshopped or a cutout or something." But the ones I took from the side look amazing.
Thank God.
Thank
you saved the day. First
it.
Of all, how great does he look?
He looks amazing. And he's so friendly, by the way. Everyone, then, you know, Andrew Watt was there and they were like, "Let's do a silly one," you know, and he was like putting the ears underneath his chin and being silly. And like, he was like so friendly and like
he
cool.
He was amazing. He was everything.
It made me
hope.
A lot less afraid to direct him, but. You know, because I was intimidated.
You still
got to
bring your A game, man. You can't fuck around. It's Harrison Ford, bro.
No, I always bring my A game. Do you think I ever don't bring my A game to my
I'm
directing
just
career?
If you thought maybe, you know, I'm going to take this one off.
On
this
set, Harrison may be different
no,
than
but
at
it's
the party, Harrison.
No, of course, but it's always cool to meet someone before you show up on set and you're like, "Hey, man, it was great meeting you at the party. And now let's do the show."
So glad he wasn't an asshole. And we've got the holiday card that keeps on giving. It's going to be Christmas card, God. Our New Year's card, Donald's birthday card, everything.
Yeah, dude.
I'll see y'all later.
We got to go.
Bye.
Let's get in the show, everybody. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know.
So this show is pretty funny, Donald. I laughed.
I did not.
You didn't.
I did not. No,
not
I did
at
not.
All. All right.
No, I mean
switched
there were moments
from last week.
There were moments where I was like, "Oh, yeah." There were moments like that. I was like, "Oh, that's funny." But
there are some classic lines in this episode that are like Scrubs classics.
Well, there's one scene that I laughed at, and we'll get to it later. But that shit had me rolling, and also it was because who was in the scene as well.
It's called My Perspective, written by the lovely and talented Andrew Nissel and directed by John Putch. And JD's not feeling well. We don't really know. Oh, he has vaso. I don't even know how to say it. Vasosyncope?
Whatever
Joelle,
it is.
Joelle, can you get the correct pronunciation for this?
Yes.
It means that one can pass out while pooing.
Yeah, you're nude
amongst
in
other,
most
amongst
of the
other
cold
things.
Open. Yeah, you're nude in most of the cold opening.
Yes, doughy. I didn't look too good. I wish I'd worked
nah,
out.
No, you had the. You still had the V thing on the sides.
No, I didn't have sea gutters. I was not. By the way,
yes.
I'm in Miami. We never addressed the fact that I'm in Miami.
Yes,
this is my first live show from Miami.
Do you have sea gutters right now?
I'm not. I don't have full sea gutters, but I'm in. But I've been working my way back to shape.
Are they D gutters?
Do you want to see the view from where I am?
Yes.
That's gorgeous.
It's dirty windows, but that's the beach. I don't know anyone here, though. I mean, I know Bill, who's not currently in town.
Dude, you just did a movie with Gabrielle Union. They used to run that town. Hit her up and be like, "Yo, what's up?"
I should.
Yeah,
shouldn't
man.
I?
She played your wife in that awesome movie, Cheaper by the Dozen, that my daughter can't get enough of.
Cheaper by the Dozen, everybody. In case you missed it, Donald, thank you for the plug. It's on Disney+. You should really watch it. I also recently learned that Garden State has an interesting trivia about it. Not only is it on Disney Plus because Disney bought Fox, but it's also on Amazon Prime Video. So you can watch that movie I made in either place. But yes, Cheaper by the Dozen with Gabrielle Union is on Disney Plus. And I should hit up Gabby and say, where's the spot? But I'm not going to go to a nightclub.
But you don't need to go to the spot. You just want to get some good food.
I already know. I have some good restaurant hookups.
You want to hang out with some good people.
I have a hookup. Amanda's got friends that have a boat, and they're gonna take me out on their boat. Because you know I like a boat.
I mean,
do you like a boat? You like a fishing boat.
I mean, I love a boat.
Miami is like a boat culture, and there's boats everywhere.
Yeah, but it's the cigarette boats. It's those.
No, I didn't want a Miami Vice boat. Like, I want. Yeah. No, these people have a nice boat. I'm going to go out with them and drink rosé.
I like that. That sounds great.
Do you want to come down for the weekend?
No, bro.
Please.
Come on, man.
Please, I'll fly you. I can't. I miss you.
Motherfucker, we just saw each other.
I know, but would Casey let you fly down for the weekend and see what we get into? I got a boat.
If I see what you're trying to get into,
Yeah, you'd be so happy to know I don't have the buttons with me in Miami. But Daniel can put in what you're trying to get into. What you trying to get into, Adair Shroon? What you trying to do?
Yo, if I were to bring her up here right now, she'd be like, absolutely, you should go. You should totally go. But if I ask her off air, she'd be like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know.
I will pay for your flight. Oh, here we go. Vasovagal syncope. Vasovagal. I think that's supposed to be a just sound, right? Vasovagal syncope. I'm sorry to all you doctors and nurses who know what that is and you're laughing at me. I'm a fake doctor. But that is and Joelle, can you Google or Wikipedia what it actually is? We just know that you can pass out from pooping if you have it.
Well, you're nude most of the cold open, dude.
Yes, and my penis is hidden.
Every time.
Yes. I'm seeing Dr. Cox, I don't feel well. He's mean to me. He says, oh, look at that, you have a penis. Of course, huh? We're introduced to Milos, odd timing with this horror in Ukraine, but I'm assuming he's from...
A war-torn
area like that, because he's that seems to be what he's playing. But then Donald describes to me that man is the only animal that wears pants during twosies.
Well, because
that's true. The truth. You are preaching truth.
But we are the only animal on this planet.
With consciousness. Well, no, with what would you call it?
That wears.
How would you phrase it, Daniel?
That wears pants?
I think clothing, local to, you know, humans. So, yes, we would be the only animals.
We're the only animals
that
wear clothing by choice, I think, right? Is that true?
No, that's.
Yes,
no, but there might be birds that cover
No, bro. No,
monkeys might cover something.
No, bro. There's no monkey that's like, yo, man, I'm just going to grow a lot of hair around here. Because I'm ashamed of my penis, and I don't want nobody to see it.
Right,
There's no monkey that's doing that.
Okay, so this disease or this problem is a brief loss of consciousness due to a neurologically induced drop in blood pressure and or decrease in heart rate. Before an affected person passes out, there may be sweating, a decreased ability to see, or ringing in the ears. Occasionally, the person may twitch while unconscious.
So it looks like they're having a seizure.
Yes. So there you go. That's what happens to JD. He's got this thing.
And Milos
now, they never addressed. We know that Judy has a cane because she has a broken hip. We've spoken on the podcast. It's never addressed at all in the episode why Judy has a cane. Like, why not add a line? All of a sudden, Judy just has a cane.
Yeah. Out the window.
Can we just add a line, guys? Can we add a line to explain the cane? Or just, no, she got a cane the whole episode.
I think it's crazy that JD is timing his twosies around when the neighbors go to couples counseling.
Yes.
I didn't laugh at that, but I was like, oh, that's pretty clever. And they've got this spy equipment.
Yeah.
That Turk bought JD for.
Why did you buy me spy
equipment? I don't remember.
Okay. But use it.
But we use it.
To find out when they're leaving.
No, so that. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, why do we use it when we see them leave?
It's not really explained. We see them leave, and then why are you listening to me pooing? Because you've got it angled yeah, on really the bathroom.
Weird. Yeah, it's really weird.
And then they come.
They arrive.
First of all, no, it's more complicated than that. They went to, they drove and went to an hour session of couples counseling and then right. drove back. So what the fuck were you thinking while I was gone for an hour and a half?
Well, I guess I'm listening to you, so I knew you were just sitting there pooing.
I don't know. There's a break in the logic, because why wouldn't, if your friend went to go poo and he was gone for an hour and a half, wouldn't you, and this is before.
But I also have the, I have the spy equipment too.
Yeah, but it's not hearing anything because I'm passed out because I right. hung up my pants.
So, I mean, I didn't hear you fall off the toilet either. Like, I didn't hear.
Well, you may not have been listening at that point.
Come on, buddy. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Buzz, Donna, how was counseling? He says from the floor naked of their bathroom.
And then, ooh, Buzz is mad.
That's what opens, that closes the cold open. My name is Bob Kelso, and I like whores.
And I love whores. No, I love whores.
I love whores. And that's his example of saying.
Yeah,
of,
that's his intro. Yeah, that's his intro. That's called, his intro.
He's called a meeting to say that we shouldn't be telling patients the truth. And that's an example of a truth that he's not going to tell people.
You wrote it down pretty much the exact same way I did.
And then he goes into a whole, then I have to go into an elaborate story of about a woman who ended up sucking on helium and yelled, I'll kill you, bitches.
I'll kill you, bitches, yeah.
Because she had sucked on a helium tank from pediatrics.
And then
Ted says, and he goes, what's going to happen now to that woman? Because she got injured and we told her the truth. And Ted said, girlfriend's going to get paid.
So, yeah. The janitor's going on vacation.
He's going on a custodial cruise, Donald.
I knew there was something fishy in Denmark from the beginning of it.
I didn't realize that it was fake. Did you?
I knew right away. There's no way.
Elaborate. You know, sometimes the janitor schemes are not that elaborate. This one took a lot of time and involved a wolf.
Yeah, it fails in the end. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Hold up. Sorry. Spoiler yes. alert.
Well, I think if you watch the show, you watch the show. But it's a little bit like Wile E. Coyote. I mean, the janitor and I are always a little bit like Roadrunner and the Wile E. Coyote. But this one really backfires in his face.
Yeah. Big time. Or like Sylvester and Speedy Gonzalez.
Do you think this was a real wolf? It just looked like a husky.
It was pretty big. It was pretty big.
Didn't look like a wolf. But knowing okay. Bill, I mean, knowing Bill and his love of animals.
I'm sure it was a wolf.
Okay.
I'm sure there was a safety meeting and everything.
Okay, so Elliot is whining about having sex with me, but Elliot, you know, if you look back, we had really good sex. I mean, all the sex
scenes. You guys
scenes,
had a pizza. You guys ate a whole pizza.
And we banged all over the apartment up against the wall. And, I mean, you obviously couldn't show climaxing on NBC, but I believe there was some tips of the hat to climaxing.
So speaking of Elliot and JD, how great was it to see Dolly and John at the Easter party?
At the
and
Easter
two
party, we
lovely
saw the
children.
We saw the real JD and his wife Dolly, who, to remind you, it was not only was the show based on the real JD, but he and his wife were the advisors, and we only see them once a year at Bill's Easter party. We only see all these people. We saw Johnny C, who's ripped as ever, dude.
Dude, he looks very healthy. He's building a deck. He's coming on the show, by the way, guys.
Yeah, but he's building Donald's dream. He's building Donald's wet dream in his.
He's
in his
building year. A freaking shed for golf, like it's a golf simulator in a shed.
Yeah, dude, it's a golf simulator that's.
It's like
me, it's
Disneyland.
A shed,
yeah,
it's a shed that's sole purpose is to house a golf simulator.
Yeah,
isn't that what you want?
I mean, yeah, man. Johnny's doing it. He's building it himself too, man. Like,
but he's the kind of guy that can do that. So, Daniel, by the way, you didn't tell us. We get all excited because Johnny C's telling us about the golf shed, and Donald's like literally salivating at the idea of a golf simulating shed. I can't think of anything
a
more
golf
fucking
simulating shed,
whatever the fuck it's called. And then he goes, "Oh, by the way, I commissioned the electronics and the computer from Daniel." We're like, what? Indeed. How did you keep that from us? That you've been commissioned to create the correct computer?
He hit me up and said, Daniel, this is the budget I have, and I just need it to do this one thing. Can we make it happen? I was like, Johnny, I got you. Let's do it.
Wait a second.
That's amazing.
You designed the computer that'll be in the golf shed?
Yeah. And I actually built it on stream, so you could watch it if you wanted to.
Wow.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
The one thing that it does, is it just a tracker? That's it?
So it's a couple different parts. One thing is an actual like unit that is like tracking his swing, but he needed a PC to run the whole thing. So it runs a golf simulator program, and it takes in all the data from the tracker itself. And
so wait a second. Wait, slow down, because I'm confused. Sure. If I buy a very expensive golf simulator that you see online and Donald probably looks at as he's falling asleep at night, that's a piece of hardware, no?
Correct. Yeah.
And then, but that has to be tied to a PC.
Correct.
Okay. Not only has to be tied to a PC, it has to be tied to a projector. It has to be tied like there. And then especially if it's looking at his swing, if it's paying attention to his swing, he also has something that, like, it's like if you were to go to someplace like Golf Tech is a perfect example.
Sure. Yeah, but that probably all comes with the kit. The kit doesn't come with, I imagine, is the hard drive.
Not necessarily. Usually all golf simulators, it measures everything from impact. So where the ball gets hit at, right? So once it's hit, the computer tells you the angles and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
The numbers that go up and stuff. But if you have something that's measuring how you're swinging, like his body and stuff like that, that's something completely different.
Sounds so boring and so boring.
So is your face.
But I don't have any of my buttons to play with, so you should be happy today. Because I'm in Miami.
Sing it all out then.
Yeah.
I'm in Miami.
In Benindo a Miami.
I don't even want to sing the songs that are most coming to my mind these days. Daniel,
yes, sir.
You built the computer.
I did.
And you streamed it. So if people want to see, if people are geeked out about shit like that, they could go on the YouTube. So how do they find it?
They could go on my Twitch channel. I might post it on YouTube as well as its own dedicated computer building stream. But it was like an hour and a half on my
Twitch.
It only
took an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So you buy all, you know what to buy, and then you just put it all together.
I just put it all together.
Now, Johnny C's scary. I hope you did it right.
I think I did. I think I nailed it.
I wouldn't want to fuck it up.
No worries. I already tested it out. I actually installed all of the software on the computer before I gave it to him, so it is good to go.
Okay. Do they have Rumble Packs yet?
For a golf simulator?
No, for like, let's say, Star Wars Flight Simulator.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really depends on the controller you get. And again, this could be a longer conversation, but like, as long
bored.
As you get
I'm
bored.
I'm talking about like
the
in
audience
the chair.
Is bored. They like, don't want to hear about fucking golf anymore.
Shut up!
You shut talking the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
I will fucking fly home and kick your fucking ass.
Come on back then. Come do it.
Why don't
come
you do it, come fucker? Down here for you come here for boat day and I'll fucking push you in the water.
Oh, yeah? I'll fucking come down there and I'd like to see you fucking try. This is how I fucking get there.
Listen.
I fucking get down there. I'll tell my wife there. I'm coming down there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because you got to try and push me. But when you do, I'm going to fucking move out of the way and I'm going to push you.
Yeah, and then I'm going to wrestle you in one of the berths.
I'll wrestle you.
Do you know what a berth is?
No.
That's a boat bedroom.
I'll wrestle you on a schooner. I'll wrestle you on a schooner.
Don't you want a wave run together? I don't know anyone here.
Wait, two different wave runners, right? Not like one wave runner, two different.
No, we can't be on one wave runner.
That's too crazy.
But
cut to break?
We're going to go to break, Joelle. But I do want to say, do you think that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's friends are going to want to hang out with me?
No, but they'll definitely point you in a direction of some place that that you can go and have a good time.
You know who I ran into on the street the other day? I went to dinner with some friends that Amanda introduced me to, who are lovely, who are my new boat friends. And I'm walking home, and some guy yells, "Zach Braff." And when someone yells your name on the street, you're wary, right?
Especially in Miami, man. Don't fuck around, dude. They'll get your ass. They will get your ass in Miami. Clack, clack, pop, pop, pop.
Really? I should be afraid of gunplay? I didn't know. I don't think anybody's trying to shoot you, Zach.
I don't think anybody's trying to come after you.
Well, they'll see your ass now. Click, click, clack, clack, click, click, pop, 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 bam. Well,
I was not. Listen, I got a welcome package. It did not include be careful of gunplay.
Motherfucker, you in Dade County. Click, click, clack, clack. All that shit talking you was talking about DeSantis. Here they come. Click, clack, poop, pop, pop, pop. Pop, 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 pop.
But is that in South Beach? That's where I am. I don't want to be clap, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap. Anyway, so I turn around because it's hard to not turn around when someone says your name. I mean, try it. It's hard. But even though you know it might be a fan or it might be just a drunk person, you just don't know. But I instinctively turned around and it was Baron Davis.
What?
And I'm friendly with Baron Davis. Do you know who he is, Donald?
I don't. He's a sports, Baron Davis.
He's a sports player.
You're fucking around.
What does he play for?
He used to play.
He's a soccer player?
He used to play basketball for one of the LA teams. I don't know which one.
What team? What LA team did he play for, Zach?
I'm going to guess.
You said you're friendly with him. What LA team did he play for?
I was friendly with him after he retired, but I believe it was the Lakers.
You believe wrong.
Clippers.
I do know who fucking Baron Davis is. Ha ha! It was a trick fucking answer. You don't really know him.
I do know him, but I know him from after he retired. He went to high school with Kate Hudson, and Kate Hudson used to have really fun game nights, and he was really always the game nights, and he was fun, and he was awesome, and we became friends, and I haven't seen him in years. But there he was, giving me a warm hug.
That's awesome. What'd you guys do?
We should have exchanged numbers. Maybe I'll get his number from Kate and I'll have a friend.
Ooh.
I mean, you guys didn't go to the club?
I'm not really a going to the club kind of guy this stage. You know, 47.
But it's Miami.
I don't want to be at the club.
Motherfucker, it's Miami. There's a bunch of motherfuckers your age at the club. What are you talking about?
No, I don't want to be at the club.
It's
I want to go to a nice restaurant. I want to be at the beach. I don't want to be at...
Everybody, sparklers
and shit.
It's like Brazil, man, in Miami, ain't it? Like
I know, it's just not my
thing anymore.
Your
dentist is at the party.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not into that.
Listen, in Miami.
You know, when back in the day we used to be into like bottle service and they bring you like champagne with a sparkler in it. I can't think of anything less interesting.
Keep it 100. Nobody was into bottle service unless that shit was for free. Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
And they bring it's your birthday, and they bring like the sparklers, and they dance around, and they give you a bottle.
That's the only time you're in the bottle service is when it's like free.
That shit's so stupid. I'm sorry. I mean, don't get me wrong. We did it. We participated.
But oh my god!
But at hashtag 4748, we're too old for that bullshit. Cut to me tonight.
Check them IG
stories.
I'm gonna
live forever.
No, that's not gonna happen. All right, we're gonna break, and we come back. We're gonna talk about how you can pass out when you poop.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
And we're back.
And we're back. You promised them we'd talk about how you could pass out when you poop.
Well, be careful. It's a thing. It's a real thing. So when you're pooping, make sure you're holding on.
Just hold on. We're going home.
Do you check the toilet paper, Donald, as you're wiping yourself
yes,
to see?
Yes, everybody does.
I'm told that some don't.
Why? How do you know how much is left? You check.
I don't know.
Gauge.
I just.
You got to gauge by what
you
is gotta wiped.
Gauge. You got to gauge by what's on there.
Yeah.
I'm told that some people just go with God and trust.
Mm. A lot of those people got itchy butt. They got itchy butt or burn butt.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They got burn all right. butt.
Anyway, Elliot's whining about sex with JD. I spoke about that. That was bullshit. Carla has a cane that's not explained. The pan race. What the fuck was that?
But Elliot also wished her teacher had hit on her. Oh, there's a little fun fact about the pans. Those weren't real pans. Those are because it would be almost impossible and you'd slip and bust your ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if Johnny O made it, but somebody made soft.
Were they foam?
Yeah, they were made out of foam. And we ran on. In that.
Yeah, you would have slipped your fucking
you
on your ass.
You would have cracked your head open.
There's a lot of Scrubs Wiki on this episode. Let me tell you some things. What did I learn? The ToddTime.com, which is no longer active. Of course, he's wearing that shirt. And it used to go to a website of him just in a banana hammock flexing his muscles. But if you want to see it, apparently go to Scrubs Wiki and there's a link to something called the Wayback Machine, which will enable you to see Rob shaking his ding dong around.
It's very funny.
Can I ask you a question, Zach?
Yeah.
Are you getting like good room service right now?
No, because I'm in a condo. I'm not in a hotel, so I don't have like. Why? Why asking that of all things?
I got the munchies, bro. Anyway,
All right. Well, what's the strand of a weed that you are enjoyed? Maybe those of our listeners who like weed might be curious to know what it's called.
This one was called Animal Face.
Oh, Animal Face. Okay.
Yes. Animal Face.
If you're interested in Animal Face, Donald highly recommends it. No pun intended. Here are some other things from the, so that fantasy where I'm Frankenstein's monster. Now, everyone, let's make sure we're clear. Frankenstein is the doctor.
That was the bet. That was where I laughed. That's the one time I laughed.
Donald,
out loud.
Wait, Donald, that's not Frankenstein. That's Frankenstein's monster.
No, I know that. Of course it's Frankenstein.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is. Oh, if you're one of those people out there still calling that thing Frankenstein, no. Frankenstein's the doctor.
It's okay. Well,
anyway, the angry mob that and I'm like listen, Bolton. I'm really not into fire. The main guy who I'm arguing with
because you ate his sister.
Because I ate his sister.
You either ate his sister or his daughter, one of them.
Is Patrick Bolton. Didn't we have Patrick on? I forgot.
There's so many shows. I don't think we did.
We've been talking about it forever.
I don't
know if we should have Patrick Bolton.
Joelle, we got. I mean, we're in season six. This shit's almost over.
We should have Patrick Bolton on for sure.
Patrick Bolton was our best friend on the show. Yeah. So he's a set dresser on the on-set dresser, which is the person who's decorating the set and moving stuff around. While they'll say it's a tricky position and a hard position because everyone's always yelling your name and always Patrick, we got to get this desk out of here so we can put the camera here.
Well, he really only had two specialties. You know what I mean?
Well, Patrick figured out that he could put everything on wheels, which was smart because they didn't give him much of a budget to have a coworker. So what happens when you're on a set and they're like, get this couch out of here, Patrick. We're putting the camera here. Like, what is he supposed to, like, drag a couch by himself? So it's because they barely ever paid for him to have an assistant. He figured out that he put everything on hidden wheels.
It was his specialty.
Yeah, we made up a song. It was like, it's me special. He was English, so we were like, it's me specialty. Oh, the other thing he had to do was set the clocks. Because the clocks on set don't have batteries in them, right? Otherwise, it'll be moving during the scene and the continuity be off. Mm. So you always have to be like, hey, what time is it in this scene? And the set dresser's responsibility is to set the time of the clock. So the song went, it's me specialty, dealing with clocks and wheels. Anyway, we love Patrick. We had a lot of fun with Patrick.
Oh, we've had some of the best times of my life with Patrick.
Yeah,
in Vegas, several times in Vegas with Patrick.
Yeah, we've partied with him.
Oh my gosh,
he's a great guy. He still, I think, might work on one of Bill's shows or Randall's shows, but he's a great guy.
I run into him every now and then. Like, there was one time I was trying to get. I mean, he declined to do it, obviously, but I wanted him to be on the X's. Like, and they had him day play for once. And I thought he was so great. We had a great set dresser too. Denise was amazing, but she was. I don't know if she was gone. I don't know what it was. But he came in and he was. And I was like, dude, it's an opening. You should come in. He's like, nah, I don't want to do this shit. But I fucking would love to hang out with Patrick. He was actually. You know, there's. We talk about how great the crew is and all of that stuff. But it's rare that you make like a honest to goodness friend that you want to hang out with. On the crew, like on set, you guys make each other laugh, you know, but on Scrubs, we had quite a few people on the crew that just, you know, we had poker nights together. We had, you know,
we all got
Patrick,
really close.
We got really close.
Well, it's rare, especially now that you'd ever do fucking 9 years of people. And we just kind of became so close to these people. And it also goes to say, not to toot our own horn, but Donald and I are the most like, you know, some people are like, oh, hey, how are you? Donald and I are the opposite of like, you know, we chill with the crew. We do everything with the crew. We had lunch with the crew. We partied with the crew. We had a blast.
Yeah, man.
One thing that's been so weird about the COVID and filming is there's just no contact at all with the crew because everyone's got masks on and you don't really have much of a interaction. Although,
I'm going to be honest with you. I try on everything that I've worked on since COVID started to still try and be as fun as I possibly can be on set without being disruptive. You know,
it's just tricky though, because like with the mask, it's hard to even know who people are.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'd still try and I try and do it, man. You know, cause you know, as an actor, we're there for such a little bit of time.
The crew works so much harder.
So much harder than the actors do. And so, you know, I get it. You know, to come in and be like, oh my God, I've been here for like 4 hours and I haven't worked. And to think that they've been there for that time plus whatever.
Well, and we get, and the actors get breaks. Like the crews, like there's not a lot of downtime for the crew. And so there's our shout out to the amazing, hardworking people in the film industry. I get handsy with myself. This is the first time I think that we see that I get handsy with myself when I get drunk.
When
I
you're
forgot.
Drunk.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that, was that something that...
I forgot if that's before? Come up before. It's a runner, but that's pretty funny. You reveal me, you know, you think it's going to be the standard handsy, like you're getting gropey with a woman, but I'm actually groping myself.
Yeah. This was one of my favorite jokes of the show too. Billy Ocean, Love on the Run. Yeah. Billy. After the Arctic and Pacific, you're my favorite ocean.
After the Atlantic. I think it's... Is it the Arctic or the Atlantic? I don't know.
Whichever way works with either one. After the Atlantic or Pacific, you're my favorite ocean.
Yeah. Well, JD's hammered and handsy, and Elliot told him to not drive his scooter home, so he walks it home. But because he's got the key in the ignition, so he can play a radio that certainly does not exist on a Vespa, but we'll accept that as creative license. The janitor's very elaborate scheme, this is part two, is that he passes the payphone, the same cop arrives. Did you call saying there was a wolf, right? Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
And JD says, no, I know it looks like it, but I just answered the phone. It wasn't me. And the guy says, well, you've got the key in the ignition. I'm going to have to give you an SUI, which is scooting under the influence. Which I don't think a cop would really do. Do you?
Yes.
You do think that?
Oh, shit.
Joel from nowhere.
Joel, love to hear the story, please.
Joel,
Joel has a clean record. Okay, let's just set the record straight, first of all. But also many police officers in my family. And they tell very off the book stories later. And yes, for sure. If they feel your copping attitude with them,
No, I'm saying the guy, like, JD isn't driving the scooter. It's on next to him, which I guess looks pretty darn suspicious.
If you're drunk and you have keys in the ignition, that's absolutely a law in some places. That's a DWI. You don't have to be in a moving vehicle.
Well, there you go. I got an SUI, scooting under the influence.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The funny thing was that when the cop goes, "Have you been drinking, sir?" And then they cut to me groping myself. Getting handsy with myself.
Did you peep the old school QuickTime screen with the...
And they had a Scrubs Wiki had a thing about that for those of you who like fuck ups. In the janitor's email to Ted, the to and from lines are both the same name, someone named Ellen. So somebody fucked up there. Also, another fuck up, when Turk draws an incision line on Private Dancer, he draws it on the right side of his abdomen. A couple of camera views later, the line is on the left. Somebody fucked up again. Sorry.
Was that a real scar?
No, but they did a good job, whoever did it.
No, on Milos at the end when he's in the rain yelling?
I don't know, but what was that about? That was so weird. Why is... It's like the Shawshank Redemption child.
Right.
Why is Milos doing the Shawshank Redemption
But
screen?
It's not rain. It's Kelso holding the...
Yeah, but why is Kelso holding the hose on him?
I don't know. He's
storyline got cut.
Yeah, it's like this will build character. Something like this will build character for later or some shit like that.
I know, but I don't understand. I guess Milos is Kelso's new protege.
Well, You know, it's interesting because I run into that guy. I run into the guy who plays Milos. I used to, I should say, when I would go into Hollywood and go into the Coffee Bean. I think this is might be the only episode that he's in, dude. It's either this one. Yeah, I think it's this one or maybe one more after this. But that's it. And we used to talk because we had a lot of fun making this shit and having the back and forth that we had. But this was it.
They were clearly trying to give you a new nemesis because you needed a new surgical nemesis.
Right. It wasn't Milos.
I don't know why Milos didn't hang out.
That shit was hilarious. Him in the rain.
What about me in prison putting my pants up to poop?
Dude.
And then I join a gang.
And you beat someone into a gang
I initiate them by kicking them and saying, you like that, you punk ass bitch?
No.
I mean, JD's time.
So now JD's gang affiliated.
But his whole time in the slammer, a lot happened. He took his pants off to poop.
In front of
and he passed out because of his condition.
In front of a bunch of cellmates. He didn't do it. He did this shit in fucking central booking. He didn't do this shit in fucking, he did this shit in like the tombs where they hold you before the court.
That's so horrible.
Yeah, before you go to court.
Oh, I can't even poo. I can't even poo if there's a line of those stalls and someone else is doing it.
Oh, man. I remember.
I gotta leave and go to another bathroom.
Because the second I hear someone
like making noises, I get very, very self-conscious.
I had a friend in high school who had no problems pooping in junior high school who had no problems pooping in the bathrooms, the public school bathrooms. And if anybody who went to public school, you know how fucked up those bathroom toilets
yes,
are.
Yes, so gross.
That's the fucking nasty.
And the toilet paper. Remember the toilet paper?
Oh, my God.
I don't know about your school, but mine wasn't even like a roll because, of course, the kids would fucking do shit with the roll. Mm-hmm. So right. They were like little slips of almost cardboard. It wasn't cardboard.
You'd try and pull it off and it would just break and break and break. And you have to pull for like stuff just to get a nice little cushion to wipe your ass with.
I don't think I ever pooped in public school.
Never in my life. I had a buddy who had no problem doing that shit.
Yeah.
No problem doing that shit. And I'd be like, man, you are bugging. There's no
way. Well, JD poops in prison naked.
No, with no problem, with no issue.
But then we don't really see how he got initiated. Is it the same ritual? Did JD get kicked on the ground and his stomach?
They were so impressed by him pooping.
Oh, you're saying he got to skip that because
they were like, man, that's hardcore, dude.
They were like, props to him.
That's
for that.
Fucking hardcore, yeah.
Milos was played by Benjamin King, and this was his only appearance, Joel tells us. Benjamin, you got done dirty. They did you dirty, but you were funny.
You were very funny. He's gone on to do other television shows.
I got more questions about the character of Milos.
Like?
No, I mean, it seems like there was more to mine there. Do you know when he was filling in his name on the whiteboard because he'd replaced you and he kept doing his last name all long and long? And he's like, I'll come back and finish later. Okay, so then Cox tells you that fuck what Kelso's saying. You don't lie. You draw your own personal line of when you're going to be blatantly truthful. And when you're going to white lie a bit, right? Isn't that the message that Cox is saying to you?
Yeah, I guess so. And Mikey Weston's back, by the way. It took us the whole episode to talk about it. But
Michael Michael Weston's back. His private dancer, and he's having short-term memory loss. And you're there, and you're honest with him. You say you got C's, and that's why he has you replaced with Milos.
And then I tell him again at the end, dude, yeah, I got C's. I was an average student. But then I give him more of my truth, I guess.
Yeah.
When I decided to be a doctor, I changed my attitude and I switched shit up, which is great. I don't know that many doctors that would do that shit for you, you know, to be honest with.
I don't think any doctor would say I used to get C's. No one wants to hear that.
No one wants to hear that.
You don't have to be that honest.
No, I don't want to hear that shit. If I ask you that, I'm asking you for you to, so you will be like, I am the best. I fucking graduated magnum cum laude.
It's like when you're an actor and you're like, they're like, and you ice hockey. You play ice hockey, right? You're like, well, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We did a scene.
You know how to double dutch? Absolutely.
Oh, double dutch is my thing.
That's I would.
No, they love you. They loved you for the acting part, and now like and your resume is accurate. You do double dutch, right? Oh yes.
No.
Yeah. Oh yes.
There's never been a dutch I've ever not doubled.
So I laughed when Ted is putting in his password and he says, all right, turn away. And you guys turn away and he's like, alligator three. JD is taped to the ceiling for 2 hours.
Dude, how do you fall for it? How do you fall? He told you in the beginning that it was going to happen.
I know, but
he tells you before.
How did they do that? Ted is not very strong.
He does the straight up. Freaking!
No, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention. Remember, he says, "I'm telling you this because you've already zoned out." But my question, Donald, is.
But then at the end, you say, "He told me about this, and I still fell for it."
My point is, according to the story, I was duct taped to the ceiling by Todd and Ted. How did they pull that off? They needed somebody's help.
Well, they either needed the Todd is. I just don't know, man. Yeah, you know, because you'd be. If you're wrestling with the Todd, you'd become very oily and you'd be able to get away, obviously.
Yes, maybe I would have slipped out of his grasp.
And if you're wrestling with Ted, the same thing. He's kind of
sweaty. So maybe they got Crazy Eyes Mario involved or.
Maybe.
Or what's his name? We never see anymore. He was big. He could have helped.
And they weren't in the. They aren't in the brain trust. You mean Troy?
Troy could have easily helped.
Troy would have freaking killed you, though.
I know, but they got me.
He would have snapped. He would have snapped your neck straight up like freaking a mice and men. Would have snapped your neck like
the
that.
Bunny, like the bunny,
Like the bunny. No, listen, like the girl at the end.
Oh, with the girl. Yeah. Well, spoilers if you haven't seen a mice and men. All right, listen. The best part of the whole episode occurs at this moment when JD is duct taped to the ceiling of the cafeteria. We learn. That Colonel Doctor is Lloyd's father.
Yes. Yeah.
There was not nearly enough made out of that. I mean, what is their story? You know how nowadays on TV shows, they go off into an episode that's like nothing about the main characters, like off into I would love an episode about what it's like in Colonel Doctor and Lloyd's lives.
That's actually a great idea. Fans, what's a great one offer that you would love to have watched. And I don't want to hear about Legal Custodians. I don't want to hear about Dr. Acula.
Yeah,
not all of the obvious ones. Let's get obscure. Let's get abstract. Let's get freaking artistic with it.
Yeah, and, please, for the love of God.
And dive in. What is a one-off you would have loved to have seen?
Yeah, what's a one-off that doesn't involve, you know, the main characters that you would have liked? I know what they're all going to say.
What? Aloma pool party.
Aloma's pool party.
Mm. Oh God, I would have loved to see. I now learned that an above ground pool doesn't necessarily mean that. Like you could have a deck, and that's considered an above ground pool.
The best thing I learned about having Aloma on is that she never knew anything about that because she only read her parts. She never read the full scripts. So she had no idea what we were talking about. See, you did the same thing, except you're in every fucking scene. All right. JD falls, and he falls because he's so angry because a young man can't figure out how to get JD's hairstyle. And he finally wriggles out, falls to the ground, and he goes, "For the love of God, moose and twist."
And twist. And then walks off.
I don't use moose for what it's worth. The real secret is not washing your hair, if you want to know.
So just dirt, mud.
Well, it's just grease. And then you gotta use some products. But the best thing for that hairstyle, if you like it, is to not wash your hair. I mean, you wash with water, you just don't shampoo.
That's what's up.
Okay, and then the boy who cried wolf, the wolf mauls the janitor.
That's what he gets.
Yeah, that's what he gets.
He put
so much work and time into that prank.
Mm-hmm.
This hospital must be filthy.
It reminds me, you know, it's really weird because I watched a movie that's very similar to, spoiler alert coming. Did you watch The Batman?
No.
Yes.
No, Joel.
It took me 3 days to watch all of it.
Wow.
It is not that long. Oh my gosh.
It took me 3 days to watch all of it.
But did your heart jump out of your chest when they introduced the Batmobile? Coolest scene ever.
No.
You know, stop it. No, it's a muscle car for Batman.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a good, cool. It was, look, I liked it for different reasons, man. Cause then when it jumps into an action movie, then it's like, man, that's not what I want anymore. But because they made it such a great detective movie and great, murder mystery type situation, I was way more into that. And then all of a sudden it becomes a superhero movie. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't need a, I'm fine with him just being some regular vigilante. It was. But
Donald Faison. That's a good studio.
Damn, did you see it?
I have not yet.
Yeah, I have no interest. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
But on the exact polar opposite side, I'd like to remind those of you who like the polar opposite side of things to go watch The Worst Person in the World. Because it's I can't stop thinking about how good it is.
Great.
So if you were just listening to Donald and you zoned out, go watch Worst Person in the World.
And for all right. of those who were,
do we have a caller? Oh, let's bring them in. I got goosebumps last week's call. Oh, go to break. We're gonna break and we come back with a caller.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days, even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back, everybody.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage, maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joelle, let's get the show on the road.
Go ahead, Donald.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dave Nimzura!
Thunderous applause, Daniel. Dale, you'll have to do thunderous applause this time because I don't have my button. Dave, how are you? Welcome to the program.
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're happy. Donald's in his closet. I'm in Miami. We can't complain.
That's awesome. I can complain.
Donald's given me an idea. I have no friends down here. He says that I should call Gabrielle Union and thus Dwayne Wade and say, hey, guys.
That would be a good idea.
Can I meet your friends? I'm gonna try it, and Baron Davis too, Donald. Well, they probably have a good night out planned.
And what sport did Baron Davis play again?
Hockey. Welcome to the program, Dave. How are you? Where are you calling us from?
I am in a closet in New Jersey.
Oh, fun. So were lots of people when I was growing up.
Ba-zoom.
I'm in an IT closet.
Oh, you're in IT, huh?
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel loves putting computers together. You guys could probably talk all about sorts of things.
Oh, I bet we could.
Like putting together golf simulators. Daniel, are you ever called upon to do soldering?
Oh, man. I tried that a couple times. It is that is beyond my pay grade. That is
okay.
A lot.
Dave, do you know how to solder?
I know how, but it's very difficult.
Okay. I want to learn how to solder.
Very precise.
It looks cool when people solder.
Cool. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's fun to do. Just really, really hard.
Yeah. Okay. Dave, so what do you do in IT? What kind of IT stuff do you do?
I do computer support for a state agency.
Okay. And do you ever get to the computer and you're like, this idiot, I can't believe what they've done to their computer. A, I can fix this with one button, and B, look at their desktop. What a mess.
That's like 80% of my job.
I know. I'm that guy with the full desktop. Right,
Donald? You just drag everything to your desktop?
Well, I feel like if I put it elsewhere, it's going to get lost. So I prefer it on the desktop. I know I can find it on the desktop.
And that's how the computer gets viruses? Is that what it is?
Does that slow the computer down, Dave? No?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, as long as you know where everything is, you're fine.
Right, Dave, good. Why does porn slow the computer down? That's what I want to know.
Because that has viruses.
Yeah.
Got it.
It can, yeah.
Yeah, are there any sites that don't
Dave is
have
not here
viruses?
To tell you which porn sites to go to, Donald? He works for a state agency,
though.
For God's sakes.
He would know, though.
Yeah. Dave, do you recommend any
Pornhub or
oh my
porn?
No, we're not talking about those sites,
oh,
Donald.
Got it.
Get the guy fired. What about BBC? no, I'm just kidding. All right. Because I've been using the site bbc.com. Is that a good one, Dave? No, I'm just kidding. All right, Dave. I'm sorry. Dave, do you have a question for us?
I do. I've noticed that like when actors have a successful sitcom, they're reluctant to ever go back to that world. If you two were ever offered the opportunity to do a primetime sitcom again, would you at least consider it?
Absolutely.
Yes. I think you mean the most common question we get, Scrubs or any show?
Any show. It doesn't have to be Scrubs.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. It depends. A lot of factors go into it. And the main one is that it's a high-class problem. Being a lead in a half-hour comedy like this kind of takes over your life. So you have to choose. And there's nothing against working hard, but some people go, gosh, I don't know at 47 if I want to work 14 hours a day, 12 hours a day. And then other people go, hey, I have 900 kids. I got to go do that. But for me, my answer is no to a normal network show, because I personally, at 47, don't want the next chapter of my life to be tied to something for many, many years for 14 hours a day. I'd like to do other things like direct and explore Earth and maybe have a family.
It also depends on what it is. Like, I'm not going to go and do a television show just for shits and giggles, even though, if it sucks and the paycheck is big, I would like to be a part of something that's, you know, that is one, successful, and two, a lot of fun to do. And so if those variables are in play, absolutely, I have no problem going back and doing a television show. Would it be Scrubs again? Probably not. I don't, you know, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I love Christopher Turk. I love JD. I don't necessarily want to play Christopher Turk.
You're going to play Christopher Turk in some capacity. This is our standard answer, but more of like a 8 to 10 episodes sort of like one-off kind of thing. Not network, which is up to, well, when we were doing sometimes 24 a year. I don't even think anybody does that anymore. So again, we were young actors and we're blessed to have the opportunity. You look at things differently when you weigh like time with your family, time to create a family. You look at things differently at 47 and 48 than you would. The other answer I would say is that a lot of those people, if they've been on a long running show, they've made a nice nest egg, and they can make choices that are based on what they want to do with their life. You know, make an independent movie or direct movies or go play golf and tennis. Like Donald sometimes does.
Well, yeah. Also, when you do, a lot of people don't know this, when you do sitcoms, the schedule is very, very lax compared to doing something like Scrubs, where it's a, where it's, you know, a single camera thing. So a sitcom, you only have one day of filming, maybe 2 days of filming, and the rest is just rehearsal. So you can have some sort of life in between. When I was doing the X's after Scrubs, the schedule for the X's compared to Scrubs, and I listen, I'm number three on the call sheet on Scrubs, and I worked way more than I did on Scrubs than I did on the X's as far as hours go. On the X's, we came in, we had a table read, and then we had the day off. The next day, we maybe rehearsed a couple of scenes, then we had the day off. The third day, we rehearsed, and then we had the day was off. Then we blocked the next day, and then that was the end of the day. Maybe pre-shot something. And then on Friday, we shot a whole show. You know what I mean?
And that's why some actors are drawn to that lifestyle. But there's fewer and fewer of those sort of live in front of a studio audience kinds of shows because they're not very fashionable these days.
But that compared to a single camera.
Oh, really? Well, we all grew up on them, Dave. We agree with you. But and of course, you know, Friends is probably the most popular sitcom of all time, and people love that. And Seinfeld, you know, and not to mention,
I remember the Honeymooners, man. Do you remember?
No, I'm just saying that, like, people, they come in and out of fashion, and right now there's not that many of them because they're not very popular, as popular these days.
You know what it's gonna take is for it to come on something like HBO Max or something like that, and it'd be a little bit racy, but still be funny.
That's a good idea. Someone should do like an R-rated sitcom. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, well, yeah, R-rated, not X-rated. R-rated.
Well, maybe I never watched Ashton Kutcher's. Was his R-rated? Because his was on Netflix.
I don't know. I
never watched it. It's not R-rated.
All right, but Joelle, don't you think that's a good idea? You're like a R-rated sitcom.
I would definitely check it out because he doesn't love families behaving badly, you know.
No, it doesn't have to be a family. It could be like, you know.
Well, no, you want it to still have its tradition, the traditional sitcom feel to it.
So no, it could be like Friends, but instead of like keeping it PG, it's R. Right. Fuck you, Joey. See? How funny would that be?
Well, it'd be more like Sex in the
Sex
in the City, I'm saying. It would be more like that.
Abbott Elementary is definitely bringing a comeback.
Is that a studio audience?
But is that looks like it's single camera. It looks like it's also single cam, though, too.
It is, Joelle, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Is there a laugh track?
There's not a laugh track.
No, it's single camera. But that show, everyone's talking about that show.
So damn good.
I can't speak to it because I haven't seen it, but it is.
I haven't seen it either, but I love that.
Do you like it, Dave?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's getting a lot of buzz. A lot of buzz.
I'll
buzz.
Check it out.
All right, Dave, what's your next question for us, my friend?
My next question would be, so you two have incredible comedic timing, just amazing.
Well, I agree on my front. Yeah, thank you.
Just watching the show, the back and forth between you and the other cast is just crazy. Is that something you guys would work on, or is that something that came naturally?
Ooh, yeah.
Both, a combo of both. I mean, we make each other laugh, I mean, all the time. You know, we're at a giant Easter party the other day, and there's like 100 people there. We just standing next to each other, making each other laugh. We
a bunch of comedy writers too.
Yeah, fuck them. No, but you know, we have the same sense of humor, and but of course, also when you watch the show Scrubs, we're so great about the environment that Bill created. And I know I mentioned this before, was, you know, after we got what was written, well, he would let us fuck around, and that's where a lot of great stuff came from. That people love, like Eagle is the most obvious example. It's just us just fucking around.
You
smell like an athlete. You smell like a father figure. Yeah. You know, shit like that. We would just riff. And sometimes it would be like, if you were the person setting up the punchline, they would just keep setting you up. And you would just keep saying different punchlines. And sometimes, and then a writer would come by and go, oh, try this. And you try this. And then I'd say to Donald, ooh, try this. And he'd try that. And that way, when the editor and Bill, who has the final say, are watching it, they have like 8 options, and it's just like which one makes you laugh the most. And it's kind of a cool way to shoot because you can just keep playing and being silly and looking for the funniest version.
It was also great training. We were very young, so it was great training for us to learn how to do that as well. You know, we talk about how Scrubs changed our lives, but it not only did it change our lives, it taught us how to tell jokes. you know, how to, you know, my IQ coming out of, as far as film and television and stuff like that goes, coming out of Scrubs was, I mean, we did it for 9 years, was amazingly higher than it was going in. And it was because we taught each other so much, you know?
Yeah. And also, yeah, like he said, it was like the best boot camp ever, you know? For me as a director, it was a greatest boot camp ever, because every episode had a different director and you were like watching so many people, and the comedy writers were so skilled and seeing how they would come up with jokes. And it was like the best 9-year grad school someone could ever have.
Yeah. Walking out of it, I was very confident.
It's time for Closeted People in New Jersey's favorite segment. It's time to fix your life. Garden State Edition. All right, sir, how can we fix your life today?
All right, I could use some time management help. I work a full-time job. I'm a father, married, and I'm also going to college.
Dude,
And my life is like crazy right now. I have nothing, no free time.
Wow.
You did it to yourself, buddy.
You did it to yourself, bro.
You're welcome, Dave. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, so how many kids?
Just one.
Okay, and how old?
He is 16.
Okay, so he doesn't really want to hang out with you that much, right?
You would be surprised.
Oh, you must be a cool dad.
Yes, I got a stage 4 clinger.
Nice.
Well, that's a great thing. That means you're a good father. So I think you just have to schedule. I mean, Donald obviously can weigh on the parenting thing, because I don't know anything, but I am probably a better schedule than Donald. And that is, there's an old expression, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy person. And that's really scheduling it down to the moment and sticking to it. I'm going to go see a movie with my son at this time. Make sure he's free. Okay, that's locked in. I got work here, so we know this is here. I have to study for my class here. I got to take my wife to dinner on that night. If you're going to be as busy as you are, you can't do it. You can't wing it, bro. You cannot wing it. You got to get like, I don't like, you know, I get a written calendar. You know, you can buy one of those like desktop big ass ones, mount it on your wall, or keep it as a desktop thing, and just really get super anal with what is happening where. And you obviously have to work it out with your son, work it out with your wife. You know what your work hours are. You know how much time you need to study in order to do school. But if you're going to take on as much as you had, there's no possible fucking way you're not doing it without a very detailed schedule that you actually stick to. Donald, go.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel, or is it just you're going to do this or is this what you're going to set to do forever?
No, the light's going to be, I'm trying to blow through the classes as quick as I can.
Right on.
What are you studying, first of all?
Yeah.
I'm getting my degree in IT. Got it. Okay.
And that'll help you get a better job, I imagine.
Yes. Okay. Or at least a promotion at this one.
All right, good. Nice. So what's cool about it is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Once you bang it all out, you'll have some of those things off your plate. You'll have a job with a better salary.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, your kid's going to go to college. So even though he's a clinger, he's going to probably move out.
You know, if I'm still working on things by then, maybe he can help me.
My advice to you is to enjoy the journey. I know it feels like a lot, you know, but I mean, we don't have a lot of time on this rock anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, while we're here, if you have a lot of things to do, that's great. And it sounds like they're positive and great things also. You know what I mean? It sounds like it's something that you're into. And also having a 16-year-old son, you know, I hope my son, when he is 16, is a stage 4 clinger and yeah, wants to hang out with me, dude.
And, you know, also, I just think in terms of your wife and your child, again, I do know nothing about this because I have neither, but it seems to me people love experiences. So planning a beautiful romantic night with your wife, she'll appreciate. Planning going to see a cool movie with your son, things that aren't just like, oh, let's, you know, and not to diss, hey, let's sit on the couch and watch this movie too, but making sure that stuff's like in the schedule, I think will make them both feel not neglected.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Donald, you going to say you're welcome?
Well, I already did in the beginning when I
Well, no, now we've given him lots of advice.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Again. Thank you.
All right, everybody. That's the show. Dave, thank you so much for coming on. What's happening next, Joel? We're going to do another episode, and we have some surprise guests coming on soon that Joel has coordinated. One of them Donald doesn't even know about.
We want you to be patient with us too. Zach's away working right now. He's got a bunch of things back to back and stuff. So,
but also maybe subconsciously we're trying to drag it out since we're moving so darn fast.
Didn't we figure out what would we? Although did we talk about?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop. We talked about doing movies we love, and also movies that aren't that well known that we love, like Yentl.
Like Yentl.
And then we talked about getting a guest who won't necessarily be the star. Like, we're not going to get Barbara Streisand, but we might get Manny Patinkin. We might
Papa,
get...
can you hear me?
Yeah, we talked about getting... What's the name of that actor from Beverly Hills Cop?
The one that played Victor Maitland or Bogomil?
Oh, I'd love to get Victor Maitland. Victor Maitland may have passed. He was quite old when the movie was made. I don't know. All right.
I learned so much, dude. I learned so much about the gentleman who plays General Veers from The Empire Strikes Back and how many of some of the movies that I've loved the bad guy in, he was the fucking bad guy and had no idea. Did you know that General Veers from The Empire Strikes Back is the dude that freaking goes with Indiana Jones on The Last Crusade that chooses poorly? Did you know that was the same dude? Did you know that General Veers from The Empire Strikes Back is also the same dude from the Game of Thrones, the guy with the white hair that was the hunched over old man? That's General Veers from The Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, man. General Veers had, I'm doing him a disservice by calling him General Veers. That's like all these fuckers out there that'd be like, yo, Turk from Scrubs was in Clueless. Yo, Turk from Scrubs. Yo, did you know that Turk from Scrubs played fucking Booster Gold? Did you know that? I'm sorry.
All right. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.